India has won. That was the tweet heard round the globe today. It was from Narendra Modi, the man slated to be the next prime minister of India, and it was sent as soon as India's ruling Congress party conceded defeat in the country's five-week-long parliamentary elections. It's the end of an era for India, really. For the first time since independence, an opposition party, in this case the BJP, has won an absolute majority in parliament. The BBC's Rahul Tandon is in Calcutta. So Modi supporters have to be pretty happy today. How are they reacting?
Very happy, the supporters of Mr. Modi, because I think the thing is, Marco, that everybody expected that he would win this election. It is the scale of the victory that has astonished people, surprised people in many ways. In India, how do people celebrate an election victory? They go out and they buy sweets and they distribute them. So the happiest people in India, Narendra Modi and his followers, and the sweet sellers across this country who've had an extraordinary day's business.
Yeah. And the corollary to this, of course, are the supporters of the Congress party. How are they feeling, and why is this defeat so significant for them?
It's the scale of it. I mean, if you'd look at the Congress party now, they have won less seats in the whole of India than the BJP and Mr. Modi has won in one state, which is Uttar Pradesh, the largest state here as well. They've come out, the Gandhi family, Sonia Gandhi and her son Rahul Gandhi, who really control the party and taken responsibility here. But I think it's an indication now that the Indian people, after many, many years, have turned their back on the Congress party in this election. This was the party who got independence from the British, but now they're seen as out of date. Mr. Modi, even though he was in his 60s and Rahul Gandhi was in his 40s, was seen as a much more energetic campaigner and speaking a language that was closer to the people of India, I think.
So was this just a resounding rejection of the Congress party? Was this a resounding just embrace of Narendra Modi?
A bit of both, I think, but there's no doubt that Mr. Modi has redefined Indian politics during the course of this campaign. He turned it into a U.S. presidential-style campaign. He campaigned like nobody has done in the history of this country, attending three rallies a day. If you'd come down from planet Mars and landed in India, you would have thought he was prime minister already. That's the amount of media attention that he's got. And I think Congress has just become slightly out of touch with Indian people. There were also accusations that the government was involved in a number of corruption scandals, which I think really impacted on it as well. This was the only election that I've seen on this planet, probably, where the current Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, didn't say a single word during the campaign. It was almost like he didn't exist. So the Indian people have turned their back on the Congress party. They've done it before, so I think it's too early to write them off completely.
Well, this was such a landslide for Narendra Modi and the BJP. What do Indians actually expect this is going to bring them?
Development. That has been the word. I mean, I've traveled across India, been in rural India, urban India, and the word people have used, the rich, the middle class, and the poor, is they expect Mr. Modi to deliver development with a government that has no corruption. Now, you know, promising that to 1.3 billion people, it's not easy, but actually delivering it is going to be even harder in a country which has such incredible inequality, some of the richest people on this planet, and millions of the poorest as well. So how he's going to take 1.3 billion Indians along with him over 5 years will be a challenge for him.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon in Kolkata. Thanks very much for your time, Rahul.
Thank you very much indeed.